Thank you so much for joining us today, Rochester Speaks. So we are going to talk to someone we talked to before the pandemic happened, right before it happened, actually. You were here in person. Krista Jackson, she is the vice president of Embrace Your Sisters. Krista, what a crazy ride it's been.
A little bit crazy for sure. Yeah, we met in the studio right when the pandemic was starting. We were planning, Embrace Your Sisters was planning for our fashion show that was going to be a live event. And then the world changed and there was no fashion show and there was no Positively Pink in Rochester, in Pittsburgh, walk that year. So here we are. We're meeting again.
And we're doing the walk this year.
We're doing the walk, but unfortunately, we had to make a change again. Originally, Embrace Your Sisters had planned with the town of Pittsburgh to do our Positively Pink in Pittsburgh walk on Sunday, September 26th, in person. We were really excited to do that. And then unfortunately, with just the way things have sort of changed in the last few weeks with COVID and some of the concerns, we decided that it would be a good, prudent idea to change the event and move to a virtual event instead of doing something live, just for the safety of everybody that comes out to support us.
You know, I think that's actually a great idea. And I think you'll have success even with it virtually. A lot of people have done this and have had success. And then people can also do things, you know, on their own time. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, we've been, as many nonprofits, which is Embrace Your Sisters is a nonprofit, as many nonprofits have had to go through, you've had to change, right? There's no in-person events.
Oh, yeah.
Embrace Your Sisters does two signature events that are our fundraisers for the year, our fashion show that I mentioned in May, and then this walk in September. And we had to cancel both of those events last year. And this year, we did make a change to doing our fashion show virtual event in July. We had to move it out a little bit just because we had to adapt as an organization. How do you do these things virtually?
Right.
So we had to make changes. We had to adapt. We did our fashion show, as I mentioned, in July virtually. And then we were ready to go, thank goodness, to do this walk virtually starting on Sunday, September 26th. And then we're going to run it a week-long event until October 3rd, Sunday, October 3rd.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. See, a week-long event, people can do these things on their own time.
Correct.
First, let's just quickly, Embrace Your Sisters assist people with breast cancer, facing short-term financial needs throughout 13 counties in the greater Rochester community.
Correct. We were founded in 2006, Christy, by a group of women who had a friend who was going through breast cancer, who found herself, even though she had insurance, found herself strapped with a lot of bills. And these girlfriends came together and said, if our friend who has insurance has faced with this mountain of bills, there must be other people that are facing the same situation. So these group of women came together, started the nonprofit organization Embrace Your Sisters, and we have been moving forward ever since. We rely on donations from the community. We are a 100% volunteer organization, and we provide some short-term financial assistance for people, men and women, I'd like to say, who are struggling through a breast cancer diagnosis, bills piling up. Obviously, when you get a breast cancer diagnosis during COVID, that makes things even more challenging.
I can't even imagine, Krista.
I can't imagine either. And it's real. I mean, there are a lot of people that we have worked with who were, you know, working through the pandemic and may have lost a job, may have lost some hours with a job, are trying to find daycare for kids because of COVID and no school. And then they get a breast cancer diagnosis. So Embrace Your Sisters is there to support with things such as medical bills, rent, car payment, just things to keep the household going while you're trying to focus on your breast cancer treatment and kind of beat that battle and just have some support when sort of some people feel like the bottom's falling out.
Right.
We don't want people to feel like the bottom's falling out.
And I bet that's probably the point that they get to, and then they realize there is a place like Embrace Your Sisters that can help you. And just remember, the staff at Embrace Your Sisters is 100% volunteer. You guys have other jobs.
Correct. So I am the person that if you call Embrace Your Sisters, and our number just for all of your listeners is 585-624-9690. I am the person that answers the phone for Embrace Your Sisters. But I always tell people when I'm working with them, especially the applicants, you know, call me, text me, always leave me a message, because I do work a full-time job and this is my volunteer gig, and I'm happy to support the organization.
That's fantastic. And in fact, today you're working from home.
Yes, you got it.
And you're doing for a Brace Your Sisters, right?
You got it. Yep. And as a breast cancer survivor myself, that's how I got involved with Embrace Your Sisters. And it's my way of giving back. And, you know, I had great support when I went through my treatment, Christy, but that's not the case for everybody else. And it's just people lending a hand to other people who might be a little bit down on their luck at a very challenging time.
Yeah, it's definitely unique in breast cancer services. You provide short-term emergency funding, financial assistance to residents of 13 counties in New York.
Exactly. You can see those counties, Christy, listed on our website. I would encourage everybody to go to our website, embraceyoursisters.org. That's all one word. You can find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you're going to go to our website, you can register for the walk virtually. So as I mentioned, we are starting it on Sunday, the 26th. We're going to run it as a week-long event until Sunday, October 3rd. And the walk is virtual, so you can go out and take a stroll, hike with your friends, take out your dog, maybe some teammates, whatever works for you. We're asking you to just go out and take a walk and raise some money for Embrace Your Sisters while you're doing it. We encourage you to take a picture of yourself walking it and share it on your favorite social media site. Again, Embrace Your Sisters is on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'd like you to let people know that you're walking to help people with breast cancer. And then while you're at it, please tag Embrace Your Sisters on any of those social media sites. All the tagged posts will be entered to win a $100 Visa gift card.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that encourages you to post it too. Yeah, smart.
Exactly. Just to change it up. We do have a couple incentives, Christy, that I'd just like to give a shout out about. If you raise $25, you will get an event t-shirt from Embrace Your Sisters. Raise $100 to receive an EYS hat. Raise $250 to receive an EYS bag filled with goodies, and raise $500 to receive an Embrace Your Sisters hoodie.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. We're hoping to just get people, get the word out. So the one thing that obviously we're challenged with a little bit, when we do the event in person, we have a lot of groups that come together to come do the walk on a Sunday, right? It's a nice crisp fall day. People like to just get together, take a stroll around the town of Pittsburgh. And we look forward to welcoming you all back to a live event in 2022. But for this year, we're asking you to tell all your friends. Registration is simple. Just go to the EmbraceYourSisters.org website. You'll see the registration link for the Positively Pink in Pittsburgh walk right there. Once you create your page, we do need to ask you to make sure that you click the top banner that pops up for approval of your page. Once your page is approved, we're asking you to share that on any social media website that you work on. Tell all your friends, let them know. Anybody can come to the EmbraceYourSisters.org website to make a donation at any time, or you can donate through your friends page if you link up with people. And we're just looking to get the word out. Again, as I mentioned, when we do this event live and in person, we get a lot of different colleges that come together with college athletic teams that come and walk together. We get a lot of high school athletic teams that normally come together to do this. And we're just missing that right now. So we need to all band together on social media to get the word out about the walk and that it's taking place virtually.
Yeah, that's true. That is fantastic. I like, you know, you can walk your dog, you can take your baby in the stroller on your time. So the virtual
Correct.
Thing is good too, because sometimes people can't, especially busy people, can't always make it out at a certain time at a certain day. But
exactly.
Yes, we look forward to when we can get together, but
yes.
It's kind of good to be able to take the whole week to do it.
You've got it. Gives people lots of opportunities to, as you mentioned, do it on their own time, do it with whoever they want, and obviously do it safely. And that's what we wanted to ensure, is that the people that do support us, that we're doing events that are safe for the community.
Right. And you were really affected last year with COVID. I mean, this affected everyone, I get it, but the nonprofits and the not-for-profits and the people that really relied on a lot of these events that they couldn't have. What is that, like 75% normally is the walk and the fashion show? Is that what you get most of your money from?
But these two events, as I mentioned, the fashion show and the walk, that's where we secure a majority of our funding. That's where we get our donations. What we found is even though we held the fashion show virtually, we only raised about 75% of what we would normally raise in a face-to-face event. So, yeah, it's certainly down. It's hard for everybody. And not only that, but to pivot from doing things in a face-to-face situation, which is a lot of work, it's just as much work to try to pull things off virtually. We had to buy a whole new platform that would allow us to do these events virtually. And so not only purchasing the platform to use, as many nonprofits have had to do, but also then do all the work behind it and getting it set up. So even though it sounds like, oh, yeah, it's virtually, maybe not as much work, it is just as much work to do events virtually as it is to do them in person. But I think we are strong and mighty, and we are versed in pulling these events together in a virtual atmosphere.
Yeah, you're definitely getting there. Learning a lot about technology, aren't you, Krista?
For sure. I mean, we've all changed, right? Some of these things are good. I think we can all say that through the pandemic, some changes have been good, some things not so good, but it's all made us kind of reflect back on how we could do things in a better way.
Right. And also appreciate the things that we do. And I know a lot of people, when you're doing things for a good cause, you feel good. Like you feel good that you're outside walking, but you know what you're walking for.
Exactly. And unfortunately, most people have been touched by breast cancer in some way. It may not be your immediate family member, but it might be a coworker. Yep. It might just be a friend that you have or somebody in their family. Breast cancer touches everybody.
It does. My mom's a survivor. So, and you just said you're a survivor. Yep. So you can walk for all the people in your life that have been affected.
For sure. And that's what we need to do is spread the word. Again, not everybody is as fortunate as I was to have that support with a family. And we just need to band together and help the people that are not even less fortunate, but just struck at a time where there's so many other competing priorities, you know, just to lend a hand and help them get through that. It's such a relief, Krysty. I can't tell you. I just worked with someone who has insurance, but had all these medical bills pile up from a breast cancer diagnosis. And Embrace Your Sisters was able to help this individual. And what a relief, because when you start getting bills that are thousands of dollars and you're on a fixed income, it can be devastating and worrisome.
And then you maybe don't want to get the treatment because you're going to pick and choose what treatments you can afford. And that's not okay either.
Correct. We do not need people doing a la carte treatments because they look at a price tag associated with a service. That is not what we need to have happen.
Yep. So you are there. The whole organization, Embrace Your Sisters, is there to help prevent that. And in order to do that, you need some funding. So you need people to head out to the walk virtually.
Yes. Please visit our website, as I mentioned, embraceyoursisters.org. Give a call. Send a text, 585-624-9690. Or certainly we have a strong social media presence. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find us there. If you're interested in supporting us, you know, I wholeheartedly thank you on behalf of the organization for your donation. And if you can get out and do the walk, please do that. If you're interested in becoming a member, find the application online. We're always looking for volunteers. And, you know, just thank you to the community. I will say, Krysty, like you said, every nonprofit has had a change. But there are people that have been so gracious with really looking at where they're putting their dollars and who they're supporting. We are eternally thankful for those who have supported Embrace Your Sisters for the last 18 months and continue to do so.
Well, we are thankful for Embrace Your Sisters and thankful for people like you, Krysta Jackson. She's the vice president of Embrace Your Sisters. Remember, it's all volunteer.
Thank you.
We appreciate you so much. And you can check out their website once again.
EmbraceYourSisters.org and find us on social media. Or if you still do the old-fashioned thing of picking up the phone and calling 585-624-9690.
Thank you so much, Krysta.
Krysty, thank you.